Now, panel, it is time for some more questions for you from this week's news. Faith, authorities in Tampa, Florida found someone violating the lockdown orders and exercising in a public park. Who was it?
That guy, Tom Brady.
Exactly, Tom Brady. The mayor of Tampa said park staff found somebody running around a closed park without a care in the world, and it turned out to be the former Patriots superstar, who's now playing for, what's their name? It's something to do with the ocean. It'll come to him in a minute. Mr. Brady wasn't arrested or cited, and it's unclear how many times he just dumbly repeated, "But I'm Tom Brady." And then later in the week, and this is true, Tom Brady just walked into a stranger's house and dropped his bags because he got confused and had wandered into the wrong house. Well, to be fair, he is new to Tampa and he's used to the Massachusetts state law that says Tom Brady can do anything he wants.
You guys might have talked about this last week, but you saw that Tom Brady's company is seeking to trademark the name Tampa Bay, right?
I saw that. We did not discuss it.
They want to be able to sell shirts that say Tampa Bay. But he's renting Derek Jeter's house currently.
Yes,
like,
that's
I
true.
Promise you there's a yard you can do burpees in or whatever drill Tom Brady was running.
It does seem strange. Maybe like one of his patented exercises requires a swing set. We don't know. Mo, despite the Boston Marathon being canceled this last week, one runner ran it anyway in a tribute to the city. She used her GPS to run her 26 miles and a route through Boston to spell out Boston Strong when you looked at it on a map. There was one problem, though. What?
She misspelled Boston Strong.
You're exactly right. She was trying to run a route that spelled out Boston Strong, if you looked at it on a map. The woman instead gave the rallying cry of Boston Strog. Now, she got a lot of ridicule online for this, but is what the woman did really so wrong?
It's hard to do a Boston accent. Maybe she was trying to spell it phonetically or something.
It's true. Once she realized her mistake, she immediately screamed out, "Funk!"
When did it get figured out that she had misspelled her route?
I think as soon as she uploaded it to a service like Strava, which maps people's routes, and like there it was. The runner says that next year, once this is all behind us, she's very excited to run the official Boston Marathon.
Strog sounds like a Patriots player. What's his name? Gronk?
Yeah, Gronk.
Well, I guess he's not a Patriots anymore, right?
No.
Strog.
He's now heading to Tampa Bay.
Or as this woman would put it, Tomp Bay.
Right. I would run more marathons if I was allowed to choose how many letters were in them, i.e. distance.